Ghosts are everywhere. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're being laughed at, and I don't appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We're
torn
starting
apart,
out
silently.
Right off the bat. We're being judged. We're being laughed at.
This is our show. And how can we possibly be judged and laughed at on our show?
Not anymore. I think we've been taken over.
I mean, it feels like it at this point.
It
the
feels
energy
like
has
it.
shifted. It's its whole own thing. And I am Carly.
And I'm Cecilia.
And this is supposed to be Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Allegedly, this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
But, you know,
it might say it in your podcast app. It'll say Ghosts Are Everywhere.
That's right. That might be the show you're looking for and that you clicked on. But we thought it would be fun to have a guest today, and it is taken over. Coming off strong.
So we're on Zoom, so that always makes the vibe weird, if you can tell.
It's always its own special kind of vibe.
It always feels so weird, especially since last week we recorded in person. So that was like very easy. We're face to face. We're talking. We're just like chilling. This is like we're all looking at computer screens. We're all in different places. If we talk over each other, the sound just disappears. It's weird.
It's giving technology at what cost, you know, is what it's giving. But it's also giving, we have a guest here who's shown up. And because it's such a comfortable guest, this guest has taken over this podcast already without even saying a word. The attitude
she just
in the
came
room
here on the Zoom.
Is shifted.
And the attitude was, this is my podcast now.
The attitude is, I'm eating corn nuts on this show and no one will stop me. With permission. Yes, true.
I was respectful.
That's true. Well, let's welcome to the Ghosts Are Everywhere podcast stage, pal of the pod, my baby cousin, Anna Nicole.
Is it my turn to talk now?
You can talk. You can say things now.
You can talk. You may speak.
Hey.
Hey.
Am I going to introduce myself?
Yes. Go for it.
Would you like to?
I am Carly's baby cousin. No connection to Cecilia other than that.
No, absolutely not.
She's my friend.
No emotional connection. Nothing at all.
No spiritual connection.
No, like friend acquaintance vibes between each other. No. None of it. Not as if you've known each other as long as we've all known each other. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She's not of a team, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No investment there.
Yeah. I'm civil. I can be like, hey. maybe I should have asked this before. Do I tell them about me? Is it about me?
Yeah.
It's up to you. You can tell them whatever you want to tell them.
This is your time.
And those who don't know me, I'm, no, I'm not gonna that. I live in Carly's shadow. I'm her secretly better and more talented counterpart that nobody knows because I'm younger. It's not my time yet. Just wait till I'm 29.
I'm not 29.
You're 29. You're 29.
No, I'm not.
You're almost 29.
So what age do you be other than
like
that?
Like a year away. Why?
No.
Don't look at me just because you can't do math. That's
not
my
math.
Fault.
I just think that you were 29.
Well, the record show she held up a separate bottle as a fake microphone to speak into it just now. As if she's not already speaking into a microphone to be recorded today.
It's for dramatic effect. I just do it when I'm here. Hobbies include not doing what I'm supposed to do. Eating corn nuts. That's a big cornerstone in like the Anna Nicole lore. That's very important. I love corn nuts. I like to laugh. I like to have two piercings in my, well, I guess I can't see it, but I like to have two piercings in my ear. I recently got that done, and it's very exciting for me.
You have to show it off to this audio medium.
Yeah, they need to see it with their ears.
With who you've never seen with two, not one, but two ear piercings, and they're in the same place, pretty much.
The listeners must know.
They should know.
It affects the listening experience.
Because one is just lame. Like, everybody has one. So, two is special. I do yoga now.
That's fun.
It is fun. I feel like spiritual. No?
Wow. With your two ear pierced in one ear and your yoga, you're living your life.
You know, mm-hmm.
Fueled by corn nuts and laughing.
Off the corn nuts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty accurate, honestly.
That's fun. More will surface, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's like the bedrock. That's what we need to know off the bat before we get into anything else.
Yeah, the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole says, "Fuck authority. I'm gonna eat corn nuts and do yoga. I'm such a rebel.
I need to have a snack. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not hungry. I just want to eat." Clarify.
You just need corn nuts is really what mm-hmm. this is about.
It's a genetic affliction. eating when we want and not when we're hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
So essential part of the Anna Nicole lore.
Classic. Mm-hmm. It's classic.
Because I'm unhealthy.
It's but okay. you do what you want.
And you do yoga so it balances out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm like, society doesn't faze me. I'm not anybody else.
Yeah, you're so individual.
So as an individualist, is it okay if we ask you some questions, or are you just going to do your own thing?
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay.
Great.
All right. So, well,
we're excited for your individual perspective because we have some hard-hitting questions today.
You better have some really interesting answers for us because you've set a high bar.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right then, she says.
Unfazed. Okay, so first one, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you prepared? Do you believe in ghosts? Go.
For no reason, I thought you were about to say, do you believe in God?
Do you believe in God? You can answer that too. It's up to you.
Why in the world? I thought, because you were like, you spent extra long on the first like syllable.
Ghosts.
Do I believe in ghosts?
Also, just like, tell me you're a philosophy major without telling me you're a philosophy major. Okay, that's all.
You don't have to bring philosophy into this. That's rude. People can judge me.
Okay. It's not my fault. I don't make the rules.
No, like, they don't need to know that I'm smarter than them. Nobody needs to.
Right. It's got to be covert, or else it doesn't work.
Just to subtly be smarter than them.
Do I believe in ghosts? Kind of. Like, I believe in demons, like ghosts that don't want good things for you.
So you just go straight to the negative. It's, you believe in demons. Do you believe in like friendly ghosts?
Well, I've never had an encounter with a friendly ghost. My thought is, why would a ghostly presence bother me if they were being nice? Like, if they were ever a person once, they would know that that's terrifying. So it's not you do to approach a person as a ghost.
So you think that nice ghosts, they just like chill out. They don't let themselves be seen. They just hide. Okay.
Let's compare it to real people. All the nice, normal people in the world just do their thing, whatever. And then who are all the freaks that are like TikTok famous? They're not nice people. They want to bug you all day with their inane ideas and like their dances. And it's like, we feel like they're a normal person, but if you meet them, they're like a little bit weird. A la Addison Rae. And whoever, who I borderline idolize. I actually bought a cup in New York City from the M&M store that it was like with your name on it, and they didn't have very many, but they had Addison. So I bought it for her.
So you could be Eminem Addison Rae. Yeah. As someone who was there when that happened, can confirm. And Nicole has an Eminem mug with the name Addison on it. Yeah.
Kara bought one that said number one teacher for herself.
That's true. Yeah, my sister Kara bought one number one teacher. So everyone has humble aspirations. Yeah, and beliefs.
For yourself. Those are words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You look at it every day and you go, I am Addison Rae. I can be.
But
so
I'm not.
I think that's interesting that you're equating people like famous people who are weird, which is pretty true, I think. Having not met that many famous people, but that is also like giving demon. That is what is making me
They're not here to like make sure that you're doing well with your life. They're there to like push some sort of on you, like gummy bear hair or whatever.
Right. What's gummy bear hair?
Hello,
Cecilia. I am not on TikTok.
She doesn't know the things.
16.
TikTok breaks my brain. I cannot do it.
No, it's just more Instagram. It's like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. It's the sugar bear hair one. Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of different gummy ones, but the one I think you're thinking of is that one.
But then didn't they end up causing hair loss?
I think so. Yeah. Or like they didn't work because like that stuff doesn't work, you know?
And that's what I mean. People on the street are not going to sell you a gummy hair.
Gummy hair bear. Sugar bear.
Bear. Looking this up. Bear.
Because they know that it's not true.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. So you're saying the ghosts that people encounter in the world, or that people equate with knowing what, like, the evidence, maybe we'll say, that people see when they see ghosts and things, are the sugar bear hair quality ghosts. It's the like insta.
They're the flat tummy tea promoters.
They're the flat tummy tea promoters. Yeah. They're the MLM. Yeah, so are you saying, I hear you.
Are we saying that like demons are like they're trying to get your attention? They're trying to sell you something, like TikTok influencers and like Kardashians?
Well, they're not doing it from peace and love. They're doing it.
No. They're trying to get something.
Something. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like who kind of normal person, or we can say normal ghost, wants to have their face plastered and wants everybody to know them? Like, no. Like, no. I don't want everybody to know me. The heck?
So do you think that like there are spirits, air ghosts kind of like all around us, but the only ones that are like bothering people are the evil ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. So that kind of answers our second question, which was in what capacity? So like philosophically, concretely, it's sounding like it's somewhere in between those two. It's sounding like ghosts are probably because when they like, it's answered a little more how than in what capacity. But
well, I take an existential standpoint.
Yeah, like give it to us.
Then they are not going to bother me or make themselves known to me. But if they are bad, then they will.
Right. So, but it's still giving ghosts are like dead people, right? Like ghosts are the spirits of whether or not what kind of people they were, like whether or not they were, you know, silly influencer, bad time ghost, or like nice, regular, not trying to bother anybody, eating corn nuts ghosts. Like,
well, I think the influencer people could not be a ghost if they try, because they wouldn't be able to figure out how it works, or like they would, like, they don't have enough swab to, like, you know, just like slightly open a door cabinet. They like make everything fall out, and then you know, for like, and then you know, you still leave, it's done.
Right.
Like, if we watch any sort of horror movie, it's like little things here and there, like the door is like open just a little bit more than it was before. Or like you hear something, you're like, I don't know. Those are the kind of sinister people, the sinister freaks that turn into ghosts, that turn into demons, that really know how to get you. Like, I could do it, for example, because I know how to instill fear. Right. I wouldn't do it, but I know how to do it. Not everybody knows.
Yeah. I think another thing people should know about you is that you're a Sagittarius. That might help some folks process. Because you're a shit disturber. You love it. You love the chaos just a little.
No, I wouldn't do it, but I can see it.
Yeah, but you love to threaten the chaos. No one's saying you're out here like being an absolute agent of chaos. That's for Aries. That's for the Patrick Teeds, the pals of the pods of the world. Your job is to sit there and say, I could, but I won't. Hee hee.
I won't.
You have the capacity. It's deep down.
I would be able to, but what would I gain from that? Nothing.
I don't, what do you think that ghosts gain from that? Why do you think, or like if there are demons like causing a ruckus, what do you think they gain from it? Why do you think they do it?
They're psychopaths. What does a psychopath gain from killing someone by stabbing them in the face? I'll answer you that right now. Not much. To them, it's probably
she would know.
Like, have I had the urge to stab someone in the face? Absolutely. Will I do it? No. Because I'm not crazy.
So we're going to get you on a watch list.
Nicole's giving. They can't handle the truth.
We just have to like isolate some of these statements and put them out there, and people are going to be very concerned for their well-being around you.
The Canadian Border Patrol officer watched, like, listening to this. I'm like, yeah. Her when she comes to shop across the street.
Yeah. Like, she's not allowed into this country. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm just saying. But anyway, what was my point?
I asked you, in what capacity do you believe in ghosts? And then you were saying that influencer ghosts specifically are too stupid to be good at being ghosts. Yeah.
Okay, so to answer your question then, let's go back. To answer your question, I believe in, like, some ones that don't have good intentions for you, and not in good ones necessarily. Because, like, my mom said, she told me one time that she had a ghost story at her house, and that the ghost sat on her bed or something, and she could feel, like, the bed dipping, and she was, like, at peace. Hello? What do you mean? There's a ghost in your bed. No. No. So, like, what?
I know. My aunt does have this, like, famous story that she tells that, like, she truly believes in because it happened to her. And it's, yeah, like, a house that she owned before you were born, Anna Cole. Yeah. I visited that house. I was old enough to have gone there. And yeah, she said, like, yeah, that house is definitely haunted. Like, she would hear people talking, and she lived alone. She'd hear people talking. There was one time where she sat on the foot of her bed, and, like, beside her, the bed went down, like someone was sitting next to her. But yeah, but my aunt also said things like, yeah, but it was fine. Like, they weren't trying to bother me.
Yeah.
I think very clearly they were trying to, like, why would they be in your house? They could be in Italy or something. This is personal.
You don't think they just, like, lived in that house during their lifetime and just wanted to stay there? It was their home.
Well, it's not your, they can tell it's not their home anymore. So get out.
And Nicole says, it's all ghosts are here for harm.
Well, what kind of good thing would they bring to my life?
Agab.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know that, like, just because someone doesn't bring goodness to your life doesn't mean they're bringing harm. They could be bringing, like, nothing. They could just be existing next to you.
Then why are they there? Why are they there then? There's no one in my life right now that contributes nothing. Why would I want people in my life that don't contribute anything?
But what if they contribute, like, things that aren't necessarily positive or negative? They're just, like, chilling.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
So nothing is negative?
Yeah. Because what's the point? What's your point?
So unless it's positive, it's negative, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
There's no true neutral?
There is, and it's just nothing. Like,
and they've got to go.
When you're in class or something, shout out to all my school girlies. When you're in class or something, and you're having a discussion, and let me see if I can jog your guys' memory. It's been so long.
Oh my god, it's so rude.
I'm in class and someone says something that like the professor just literally said, or they summarize it with like big words, and it's like, I'm thinking maybe that's the thing, and it's like, you know that that's what he just said, you freak. This is not going to get you participation marks because you didn't say anything. So that contributes nothing. So in my mind, they are not smart, not valuable.
So that's what the ghosts are. They're like the kids in class who just like to try to sound smart but are really like wasting everyone's time.
Yes.
They're saying something, but really they're saying nothing.
They're just wasting everyone's time.
They're just wasting time.
But strategically, they're just doing it for no reason. And what's the point to ask? Because I'm doing it.
So do you have any like personal experience with the paranormal? Have you seen any ghosts?
I haven't seen any, but I've been affected by
them. Okay. How so?
Oh my god, I ate like half this egg.
Anyway. Well, they're your corn nuts. They were meant for today.
I know, but I bought a lot of them. Anyway. I spent 10 minutes trying to get this egg open. What was the question? Oh, I have been affected very greatly. Why are you laughing at me?
Just laughing at your corn nuts.
We love it. The corn nut storyline is really giving.
They have to be salted. Unsalted, bleh.
Yeah, not absolutely.
Unsalted tastes like, yeah, like a bummer.
Tastes like nothing. You're eating wood chips. It tastes like nothing. It contributes nothing.
It contributes nothing.
I don't have time for it. It needs to have salt on it. There's, what I want to eat is salt, but I need the vessel. Like, I need the
Yeah.
So if there's no salt on it, then the vessel is for nothing. I should just be eating. Anyway, so should I tell a story then?
Go for it.
Okay. Trigger warning, everyone. I'm a very long-winded storyteller. So if you hate that.
I mean, I'm proud of you for acknowledging it. It's taken you years to accept it. We've been telling you forever.
It's a dramatic effect, and every time people eat it up, okay? What good story have you ever heard that lasted 2 minutes? None.
And Nicole's like, all or nothing. That's how stories are.
I was born for the theater, okay? But I just, you know, it's not for me.
I raised you well. I raised you well, my
child. You were raised for it.
Why is my hair being greasy right now? It's kind of frustrating. Anyway, so ghost story. I was with my mom. Actually, let's backtrack. Let's go.
Okay, wait 1 second.
Okay, well.
Go ahead.
Oh, open.
I swallowed water while I was laughing. I was laughing at that you were raised by the theater. That's true. Go ahead.
Okay. So you have to understand the layout of my house before I tell the story.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we got to set up.
And it's half a house, and it's kind of small. And the entrance to my house from the front door, there's like a straight pathway right into the kitchen, and then there's a little left into the living room. So disregard the living room, but we're looking straight down the barrel into the kitchen. And just before the kitchen, there's a door to the right that leads to downstairs slash also to the side of their house. Okay. And the proximity is very close. So it's not a long corridor. It's just like a square space. So I'm with my mom in the car. I can't remember what she was doing, but I didn't want to go with her wherever she was going. So she said, okay, I'll drop you off at home. First world problems. I know that, but she'd rather drop me off at home than bring me and have me complain the whole time. So she dropped me off at home. She turned off the car and gave me her keys. This is before I could drive. I have my G license, by the way. I'm not a loser.
Targeted. Oh my god, another jab at me. What the heck?
Just, well, don't make it.
I came here to get roasted. I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives me the key to the house, which is attached to the car key. And I go to my door. Now, this is an excruciating detail because it's very important. Every little detail is very important to the story. I put the key in the door and I turn the key and I open the door just like, just a smidge, enough so that I can see like the closet, which is like literally right beside the door. So not big enough. And it's little enough because I have cats. that they couldn't like get through in the time it took me to go back to my car and give my mom her keys back. So I go back and give her the keys, and I come back to the door. Cats are not there. So I open the door fully. As I'm opening the door, so I've opened the door a little bit, and then I went to my car and I came back. That was like maybe 5 seconds. So I opened the door for real. And all of a sudden, I see my side door that's leading to the kitchen close. And the thing with my side door to downstairs is that it clicks, okay? So, but it clicks 2 times. So if you just push it a little bit, it'll doom, 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 and it'll sit on the jamb and not click at all. But if you put a little pressure, it'll click once. And if you pull it from the other side, or if you like put real good pressure on it, it'll click twice. Doom, doom. Okay. So I open my door and no one's home. It's me and my mom. And my mom's in the car and she's gone. And it clicks twice. Boom, boom. What's going on? Clicks twice. I'm like, okay, maybe it's my cat's, because my cat has before done one click, never two, but there's a first time for everything. So I look over into the living room. Both of my cats are sleeping on the couch. Who's downstairs? Who's in my house? So only a human, I'm telling you right now, only a human could do the two clicks. Okay, I know my house, and I know that. So at this point, I check to make sure the door is double clicked, because there's like a way you can pull it to make sure. You guys won't understand that, but I understand it, and you have to believe me. You have to take a little bit of leap of faith here.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you have to really take me serious. So I'm making sure, and it is double click for sure. And there's a big fat window on the door, but it's like frosted, so you wouldn't even be able to see if there's like a person on the other side. Just scary. Can't see it. My mom's gone. She went away. I'm like, literally, who's in my house? Who is in my basement? Because they would have had enough time to like, when I first opened the door, to be like, oh no, where do I go? Down the stairs, doom, doom. She'll never know, but I do. So there's a man, and so I think it's a man, because no woman would ever do that to me. So there's a man in my basement. So I go to the like knife block in my kitchen, and I get the biggest one, and I yell out to him, like, if you're down there, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. And then I open the door to the basement. So brave. Okay. This is the bravest I've ever been in my life. And I'm not very brave. So I open the door with a knife. No one's there. And I'm not going downstairs, because there's too many spots that they could like hide from and get to me. And I'm not stupid. So I was brave enough to open the door once, but wise enough to know not to go all the way down the stairs. So I call my friend Vincent, who lives like in theory down the street, like down a few streets. And he doesn't answer, to see if I can like go. Cause I'm not staying in this house. I'm not staying in this house. And if I called my mom, she would say, you're stupid. But then I would be dead. And she would have to come home and find me dead. So that's not nice. Cause I don't have a problem with dying. I just have a problem with her having to see my body dead. Right? That would suck. So. And then she would be like, oh, I should have listened to her when she says those stupid things. And it's like, she'd feel guilt her whole life. So that's not good. So I lock the door with my own key. And I run over to my aunt's house, aka Carly's mom's house, which is close, with a big knife still in my hand. So I get to their house and I'm like, with the big knife in my hand, there's a man in my house. So that's the story. And then they also thought I was stupid.
I was home when that happened, and I was like, what are you talking about? And she said, there's a man in my basement. And then you came up with a whole thing about the man in the basement. Do you want to elaborate more on the man in the basement?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, when I got to your house, I called my mom and I told her about it. And then she, as predicted, she said that I was stupid.
Yeah. And then that's classic my aunt.
Yeah, and then I was like, we'll check the basement and you'll find out. So I was getting mad. I'm like, if she dies, then that was her choice, because I warned her. And then she said, like, there's nothing downstairs in the basement, dummy. Whatever. So I came home. But so the moral of the story is, he never left, right? And there's there was no sign of like anyone entering the home, or like there's no sign that a real person was there. But who else could have initiated a two-click sequence on my side door? You tell me that. Okay. I feel that ghosts who are actual demons, because he's not nice, I know that. Because who would hide in someone's basement if you're nice? You wouldn't do that. Dang, I lost my train of thought. I lost it. Anyway,
he's a bad, scary ghost.
It's gone.
Didn't you think he lived in your fruit cellar?
Well, where else would he go?
Yeah.
Because, okay, yeah, so I think that he's just still chilling. Oh, he must have been a ghost if it wasn't a real person, because there's a present. Mm-hmm. Something did the click, okay? Nobody believes me today. I don't really care. Sucks for you. There's someone down there. And I call him the man in the basement, because he never left. And only from that point onwards did I hear, and my bedroom in our house is like right above the fruit cellar in the basement. So only after this incident did I start hearing noises, like at night, and like little, like, whatever, like something sounds like people moving around, and my cats will kick something, and there's like a big boom downstairs. So I don't know what they're doing. So they do that sometimes, but it's very obvious. It's like a big bang or something. This one is like little noises, like he's shuffling around or like moving a little bit of things. So it's my opinion that he is down there for no reason. And sometimes I will yell and I'll say, you got to stop right now because I'm doing something. Or like, so we've come to a little bit of an understanding, because he doesn't do it so much anymore. And he'll listen to me generally when I say to stop doing that, please. Or like, I'm so gracious I let you stay here. Stop making noise or leave. And then it's silent. So that's what's born the man in the basement.
So do you think it's like, it's a demon down there?
Well, he's not nice. What part of that do you think he was nice?
Maybe he's just hiding.
Why would a nice person be hiding?
What if he was scared of you?
Yeah, maybe you're the not nice one.
You should be scared of me. It's my house.
So have you experienced those like noises and stuff like lately?
Well, I'm not home very much.
Mm-hmm. But when you have been home, have you?
Like in the summer, I guess no. It's really, it's been like a very steep decline.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that's like, maybe he moved on. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really like, until he does something else, I don't even think about him. Because mm-hmm. I was really scared for a little bit, and then now I'm not scared anymore. More just annoyed.
Yeah.
He would just make noises at inconvenient times.
Yeah, you used to talk about the man in the basement a lot. And now you don't talk about him very much anymore.
Fell off.
Yeah.
But you definitely thought it was like a spirit, not a like an actual person or like a raccoon or something.
No. Well, I thought originally that it was a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she thought he was like a real man, like an actual.
Yeah, like there was actually a guy down there.
Blood and skin man, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's you, no one understands my fear in the moment that I saw that door close. Like you.
I do. I believed you. I said, okay, there's a man in your basement. Let's go get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, no. I said, okay.
I don't want to, why would I want to take him out? It's not my job.
Well, yeah. I said we could bring my dad. I said we could bring Uncle Cam. We could go. No. And you said, mm-mm.
Why would I go back? Yeah.
Well, I gave you the option.
No. That's so dumb. That's like, no offense. That's like, in a horror movie, like shooting somebody one time in the chest and then like, oh, they're dead. Yeah, I'm sure they're dead. I'm sure. That's why there's 45 more minutes in this movie.
And Nicole has it all figured out, man.
Yeah,
going back. No, I'm not going. Yeah. Only until my mom went home. Check. Not that I believe that my mom is a better checker than your dad. I don't believe that. I believe that your dad's stronger. So it's opposite. But I wasn't gonna go with you.
Well, I think we, from what I remember, is we also my dad also offered to check before your mom, and she said, no, that's fine. Because she was like, there's no man in the basement. Yeah.
She just didn't believe you at all.
Sure, she just, yeah, she thinks I'm stupid. Maybe I am stupid, but my stupidity stays me from being stabbed in the face by a home intruder, so.
You haven't been stabbed in the face yet. Fully could've intact. You guys
could have fooled me.
You guys listening can't see it, but her face is completely there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. I did a sort of hand motion that lost in the audio, so.
Yeah.
You just envision me kind of waving my hand in front of my face. And gesture.
Yeah. Her you emphasis. Can see it. Yeah.
She get closed captioning.
I have another question. It is, when were you first introduced to the idea of ghosts? Like, what started it all?
First ever? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
First that you can, like, remember.
Probably, like, Casper the Ghost or something, but that didn't really affect me. Like, I don't think about that. Oh, my God. I keep getting calls from people I don't recognize the number. Enough.
Okay. Tell them to get lost. Like
905 and 416 numbers. Like, what could you possibly want from me? Anyway.
What do they want?
They want their demons.
They must be. They're bothered for sure.
The reason the man in the basement isn't bothering me anymore is probably because he has gotten a job as a telemarketer.
Yeah.
He's the one giving you the scam calls.
Yeah. He's trying to get your attention through scam calls now.
Still irritating me, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. So the first time about ghosts was when my mom would tell me those stories, because about being afraid or like whatever, something made a noise, and she'd be like, like, I had a bunch of ghosts in my old house, and my old house was haunted. Like, did I ask? No. I should that all the time, and that didn't help me, because that just made me think that she brought them with her. So helpful at all.
Like, she was bringing the ghosts to bother you?
Yeah, like from her old house
mm-hmm.
to the house that she bought when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they not follow her?
I mean, unless they're attached to the place, but
I don't know. I hope that the ones who are attached to the place are home improvement people, because that house needs a little bit of work. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually talking about her original house, like her child. They painted the awning some sort of, what's it now, like blue? It's real ugly.
What, our mom's childhood house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our mom.
Our collective mom. Our single mom. Our mom's. I didn't make that clear. Yeah.
It's like a weird, like, the driveway's got a bunch of stuff in it.
I mean, the colors they chose were an interesting choice. I wouldn't have chosen.
Oh, right.
Maybe it was the ghost's fault.
Possible. Did they have ghosts at that house? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know, but they probably wouldn't be able to hear them over Bay City Rollers playing every day.
Yeah, your mom playing it on the record.
Yeah.
Player, and probably scream singing along to it.
I smack her in the face. She said that she used to play it all day, every day, over and over and over, the same song. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Your mom and Uncle Phil, they're too nice.
Well, they just honestly, let it happen.
Yeah. I would hit her in the face for sure.
Because your mom and my mom have 5 years in between them. Like, your mom was truly the baby. Like, a big gap between the older two and her. She was out on her own doing her own thing. She was living on her own island, playing the Bay City Rollers on mountain repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the original question? Oh.
Yeah. Just like, what ghosts? So probably your mom's ghost stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like the first time you like heard of ghosts, kind of? Or what introduced you to ghosts?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes.
It's Survey says yes.
Survey says yes. So you say you do like believe in demons at least. Is there any proof that you would need to either like completely believe in ghosts or to completely just like not believe in ghosts anymore, not believe in any like demons or anything like that? What kind of proof would you need to like change your beliefs on ghosts to either like really cement your belief or to make you completely not believe anymore?
There is none.
Nothing?
No.
No? Like anything that happens to you, you'd keep your beliefs?
Probably.
Well, even if you saw like a friendly ghost that like was your friend, you'd still think that all ghosts are bad?
Well, if people can have ulterior motives, and so can ghosts, can they not? Who said ghosts are 100% transparent? Maybe physically, but not here.
Such a negative view on ghosts.
I'm pointing at my head. It's neck because they're negative. Okay. It's
and nothing will change your mind.
If they were nice, then they wouldn't come after me. In my personal space.
Annabelle's too jaded.
I know. So negative.
Sorry, I didn't know this was the positivity podcast.
So we kind of talked about this a little bit. You really, I'm sorry, I can't get over this question. You really wouldn't believe in a ghost if, like, what if, like, big science was like, ghosts are real and here's a bunch of proof? You wouldn't big be science. Like, 100% yeah, or 100, or if they were like, ghosts are absolutely not real, here's a ton of science. You would be like, you'd still be like, no, I think ghosts are ghosts and they're mostly demons.
You tell me something. You know those like CIA files that apparently have like UFO information on aliens? Why is nobody reading them? They have all the information in the world. Like, everything we need is right here to prove it. And it's like, listen, babe. If they had any sort of info that we should not know, they wouldn't release it to you. Bogus. They wouldn't do that. And they would not even have it. Like, they're like, they release this information and it's crazy. Like, really? Do you think so? They're not going to give you anything that you do. Not that I think that they're withholding secrets. I don't think they know anything either. Like, who is the CIA? How are they different from me? They're not. Like, what could you possibly know that I don't know? So if big science, okay, told me that with 100% certainty that the sky is blue, I would say, I don't care what you think. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Like, I don't care what you have to say. Because do you think you're better than me? No.
Wow. So bold. You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me? Like, so if you compare it to that, no, I don't care what big or small science has to say. You're looking at small science right here. You're looking at
science. You are small science.
I am. And I say I don't care.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I was going to say the big difference between you and the CIA is one of you has money and one of you is you.
So. Yeah.
I see a difference. Oh, you have as much. You have as much money as the CIA.
You see this ring?
Wait, Cartier.
Wow.
Just for the audience back at home, this is I just showed my ring to my Cartier, whatever. Which is in fact a Canal Street special, $20.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not from Canal Street. Bought on the sides of New York City. It's definitely from Cartier.
It's 100% authentic to the man that sold it to me.
And it was an impossible thing. It was authentic to your $20 that you spent on it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I can move on to our next question. And we kind of have touched on this because it sounds like the answer might be demons, but you might have a different answer. It's what makes a ghost?
Like a dead person?
Yeah.
But it also could be people who are undead, so like not born.
Oh, so like any kind of energy spirit.
Well, if the Buddhists are right and we're incarnated, then why not? It would follow, like, why not? Because they're the same thing.
So right. Some are just like reincarnated as ghosts?
No, they're ghosts before they are reincarnated.
So they're ghosts and then they're reincarnated as people. So maybe like any of us were ghosts before we came here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. All right. But they're all dead people. None of them are like demons that came from like hell or something like that.
Here's the thing. Media and popular culture always describe the ghostly world as like the limbo between the living and like the people who are moving on. And if that's true, that makes a lot of sense. If that is true, I would not want to be a ghost because they're like, ghosts have unfinished business. Negative. Why do you have unfinished business? Like, you should just move on with your life. It's the psychopaths, all depressed people. Or like, if you died, I understand. You would be depressed if you really enjoyed your life. I can't relate. I would love to be on to the next thing. I'm ready. Whatever. People who like died suddenly, again, what are you going to do? It is what it is. I don't understand the not accepting of that. And then would you rather be a ghost than move on to whatever? Why?
So everyone should just suck it up.
You should just accept it. Yes.
But do you think everyone does accept it?
No.
No, but they're bad.
No, people are delusional like I've never seen before here. They're going to make excellent ghosts because they're very delusional, persistent. Like my mom, for example. Bring her back up. I used to fight with her because she would tell me that she believes in God, which is fine. And it's not that I don't believe in God. I don't really think about it that hard. I don't really have a hard opinion. But I asked her, like, how do you know? And she's like, I just know. I'm like, but how do you know? And she's like, I just feel it. And I'm like, well, I feel like I'm Kendall Jenner. But I know that that's not true because I look in the mirror and I'm not. I feel it.
But you also feel that all ghosts are evil demons that are out to get you.
And I don't know that, but I'm not going to change my mind.
Okay.
Because I've experienced it. My mom has not experienced God.
No. You don't think so?
No. She experienced demons. So I feel like that's kind of as far away as you can get. Like, you're probably there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. There was a point to me bringing up my mom.
I mean, you were trying. Oh, I think it ties back into the idea of like the because if what I'm gathering is correct from what you're saying is that ghosts are people who will live or have lived, like souls, that are not doing the thing. They're in between somewhere, but it's not the souls that have let go and done the next thing. It's like the annoying people in between. So you're saying whenever you encounter a ghost, it's probably like that person at the grocery store who's counting their, you know, they're doing like a really big grocery shop and they could pay with their card easily. It's not a problem or a barrier for them, but they're counting out their like change. They're my mom is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, she wants to give her exact change because she doesn't want to carry her heavy change anymore. That's our moms, mm-hmm. for sure.
Like, can I give you my change?
Yeah! Classic.
I don't want to carry it around.
I just don't want to carry it around anymore.
Like, you know what?
You get it. Mostly dimes. It's mostly dimes.
Money. Oh my god. The worst.
The worst. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
500 pound weight in the purse.
Yeah. They carry the heaviest purses you could imagine. No wonder they don't.
Tina owns the biggest purses in the world that I've ever seen.
I know. They're so heavy.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. And she doesn't even like need 90% of the stuff she puts in there. She just thinks she does. Anxiety.
You reorganized her purse recently, and she has four separate pouches that are like industrial size things.
Mm-hmm.
Four in the purse with room to spare.
With room to spare. And in those pouches are like four packages of Kleenex. Like, why does she need four and not just one?
And every day she tells me, yeah, Nicole, do you have Kleenex? I'm like, you most definitely have Kleenex in there. And she's like, I do? And I'm like, I know. So she's like, lets me go through her purse and I find it. She's like, where'd you get that? Got in your purse.
It's in your purse organized for you, but if you'd take a look, you'd see it. Yeah. So ghosts are filled with people like that.
Yeah, so all the ghosts are demons and they're your moms.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Okay. Do you have a favorite spooky place?
Place?
Yeah.
Besides my fruit cellar?
I don't know. Is that your favorite spooky place? You don't like it though. It's bad.
Where did I go? I went to somewhere, maybe in Ottawa or something, and there was like a ghost tour. I was with my friends, and then they were talking about like noses bleeding or something, and then my nose bled. I wasn't freaked out. I was just kind of more annoyed that happened.
Was it at like the jail in Ottawa, the old jail?
I think so. I think I went on a grade 8 trip. Like I'm really having a hard time remembering when it was. I think my friend Eleni also got a nose bleed. She was really freaked out. Whatever.
That's very drama. You've
had more ghost experiences. You got your ghost nosebleed.
Well, that was like their big shtick, was like people who like the ghosts like give visitors a nosebleed. I feel like that's just a sign to not have the tours. Like if they're giving people nosebleeds, maybe you should not be having the tours.
Don't bring them in there. Just tell them about it. Don't actually bring them into the space.
But my question is, how can a ghost control when my nose bleeds? Like that's why I wasn't scared, because I'm like, that makes no sense.
I don't know.
Maybe my nose is just dry.
Maybe it's just really dry in there.
Maybe they're like blown in really cold air.
Maybe the ghosts are blowing into your nose.
Maybe.
The ghosts have turned on like 60 humidifiers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it real dry.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like upset about that. What was the question though? I forget what the question was.
Your favorite spooky place.
Oh, well, that's not my favorite. I mean,
no.
Because just like another that one. Yeah.
I went to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I bought a big brass key there, like at the souvenir store. It's really stupid.
Because you really need it.
And is it haunted?
I don't think so. A door would open. It's like this big.
Oh my god. Did your ghost experience with your basement ghost start happening after you brought that key home?
Like on the timeline, yeah. But it's not correlated, I don't feel.
Okay. All right.
Alcatraz was cool. My mom made me go in the cell to take a picture, which I was uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Because that felt like a little bit, like that's like a ghost coming into my house. Like I don't want to go into their house. You know, I didn't want to go in their cell that much, but she made me do it. There's a very rich history of my mom making me do things.
I would argue that's just most moms.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
Just stand over there. Stand over there.
Put it on. It's always like some shirt that I hate or like a pair of pants. And the lady should be like, you're dreaming. That never happened. She's making that up. And she's lying. Like she's gaslighting me. Because I'm like, no, that I remember that. That was trauma. Like when she force fed me cottage cheese and pineapple, I remember that. And she's like, you're making things up. Me? Why would I make that up?
That's a mom thing. My mom does that too.
So does my mom.
Well, like,
so yeah.
Well, like tell her stories from when we were little kids. She's like, no, it wasn't that bad. Like, you just don't remember it the same way that we do.
I was sobbing for 2 days. Deeply affected by that.
By the cottage cheese?
Yeah, that's just one instance. Cause she, that's like a weight loss snack.
Ew.
For time. Disgust. I don't like cottage cheese to begin with. And she was like, you need to, I mean, it's no secret. I was a chubby kid. Oh my God, who knew?
Shocking. She's
like, you need to stop eating so much junk in her house where she is the buyer and try to force feed me more food. So
I mean, I'm pretty sure my mom tried the cottage cheese thing on me too, and I said, no, go away, 1980s.
Come on.
Yeah. Low fat, zero fat cottage cheese or something. No.
Okay, which was not also that so important in the Chino lore.
Yeah, that's the low fat, no fat. Yeah.
Your cornerstone, fiber one, granola bar. You guys have
fiber one are good though. Fiber One bars are good.
Fiber One bars are good.
Delicious. At one point in my life, I could go to your laundry room and I could take as many Fiber One bars as I want.
Yeah, we used to buy them in big time bulk from Costco. What happened? We should do that again. They were so good.
Did not.
I think. And Nicole's like, please don't do that to me.
You were 75% Fiber One bar.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you are what you eat, and I was not like 99% Fiber One. My super regular
Advil, like before I could take pills. Like she never did anything in a nice way. It was always me like crying on the kitchen floor. She wouldn't stop trying to make me swallow a pill.
Your mom arrested.
Yeah, right.
I was a victim of child abuse. Let's talk about it. No, I'm kidding.
We are talking about it.
Save that for another day.
Oh my God.
Market.
You survived. You're fine.
I'm a survivor. I'm just. Yeah.
So your favorite spooky place is where?
I'll say Alcatraz. That was kind of cool, I guess.
Great. Okay.
I don't remember that much about it. I remember that house that had like a bunch of doors to nowhere though. I remember that a lot more.
Oh, the Winchester house.
Isn't that a spooky place too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Answer to that one.
Okay. Right. And Nicole picks the Winchester Mansion.
That's cool. We've talked about that on the podcast before. We've done Alcatraz too. We've done both of those places.
Mm-hmm. And we've been to neither, so you're the only one.
We haven't.
Did you see any ghosts at either one of them? You were like 8 or whatever.
You can ask Angela, though. She was there.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe Angela, she saw some ghosts.
I think Angela would be an excellent guest to have on this podcast. She is very concise.
She's, you have roundabout stories. She has two-word stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd just ask her if she saw a ghost, and she'd be like, yep.
Yeah, literally. We'd be like, can you tell us more about it? She'd be like, I could.
Okay, let's discuss the context first.
Let's give you a life story first.
I do that so you don't have to ask me any questions. I go
you give every detail. You paint the picture. You do the lock in the door, the key in the door, the lock turning. Yeah, we get it.
Storytelling.
That's right. Is it a skill on your resume? It should be.
No, it's more of a surprise skill, like you know it, and you're like, actually, she's very well spoken.
Okay.
She didn't write that on her resume.
Really should have put that on our resume. Really should have put that. So surprising to find that out.
Okay, so I choose the house.
Great, the Winchester house.
Sure.
The next question is, do you have a favorite spooky movie, show, music, media, anything that you like that's like spooky that you want to tell the people about?
Do you want me to say this podcast?
No, but you have told people about it in the past. And so if you have found out about us through Anna Nicole and you're listening, shout out to Anna Nicole, who's currently this guest right now. We're showing you
shout out to our current guest.
Podcast, yeah.
Favorite spooky. Oh my gosh. I like Halloween Town.
Halloween Town's a classic.
Good movie.
Super classic.
I want to think of a real good answer. I like Coraline.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Coraline. But I only like it because my friend likes it. Like if one of my best friends is obsessed with Coraline, and if he was not obsessed with Coraline for his whole life, then I would not have ever watched it probably. Mm-hmm. So that's not fair.
That's true, because I showed you movies like Blades of Glory. I didn't show you Coraline.
Well, but which has stood the test of time?
I mean, fair is fair.
I don't know. Spooky. Like, movies?
Anything. Movies, TV, music. Anything. Like, what do you like to listen to or watch during October?
I don't participate in seasonal activities.
I know, but that's where people typically...
Probably, right?
You just refuse to, like, do Halloween and stuff?
I'll do it if I want to throughout the year. I don't feel an inclination during a certain season of my life to, like,
you know, she's like an individualist.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I just like carve my own path. No, but
she's
not like
other girls.
And like the that people are like, it's October, like I have to watch my movies. I'm like, I'd rather die than make myself watch a movie.
But you feel the energy. It's not because you're like making yourself. You're like, wow, it feels spooky now. I gotta be spooky. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the energy.
Okay.
Anna Nicole only feels her own energy. And the energy of the man who lives in the basement.
She's not affected by anything.
Like books,
anything, music, books, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Divergent in?
Yeah,
October.
I mean, it's kind of
is
spooky.
That spooky? I don't know.
It's like post-apocalyptic.
What does that have to do with ghosts?
I don't know. You asked if it was. I said I don't know. I didn't like tell you it was.
Why are you allowing it?
I'm asking you.
I'm not allowing it.
Okay,
it's
Snow
not
is not allowing it.
I am refusing Divergent. It's not spooky.
The three things you always want to talk about: Divergent, corn nuts, and the man in the basement. Like, why have they all come up today?
The Lorax.
That's the
not
other one.
Spooky.
That's true. You don't speak for the trees, and it's not spooky enough.
I love the Lorax.
Anna Nicole's the biggest advocate for the Lorax I've ever seen. She works
biggest
into every conversation.
Lorax fan. Wow.
It is the closest I've ever come personally to meeting God.
When you met the Lorax?
God is the Lorax.
It's a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. Let's not talk about it. I don't
right,
even know.
We're talking about ghosts, not God. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite, like, we did, like, TV shows that are spooky, maybe?
I don't, like, what?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're asking you.
We're asking you.
Do you want me to say Supernatural or something? I don't watch that.
You said Halloween Town. Halloween Town's good.
Is Life on Mars spooky?
No, that's just sci-fi.
Yes, Life on Mars, Cecilia, is the Pursuit of Billings family lore.
It is more of that lore, yeah. It's all because of my aunt.
Lots of lore in this discussion, unfortunately.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Lots of lore.
People are family members.
It's deep and lore.
It hangs out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than most families, I feel.
Probably, yeah. Speaking of family, Angela and Matt our cousin Angela and her husband Matt, who's also our cousin now, were literally just here before we started this podcast. So,
oh my god, rude.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're painting our house, so they're here.
They couldn't say hi.
No, they had to leave. They said, "I said I'm going to record with Anna Cole." They said, "I gotta leave. I hate her." And they said it in unison, said, like the Shining twins.
That's so mean. Oh, yeah. There's a movie called Scary Stories. I don't know if it's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Oh, scratch it. Scratch that. What's the kids show that was, it's Scary Stories?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Whatever. Yeah. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was a book.
Yeah, that's a book.
Yeah.
And that was a good book. So I'll give you that one. And correct. I'll give you. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Spooky. Iconic. Now that's spooky.
It is. It is. Mm. The best TV show for kids in the world. It
wow. Okay.
Me, like, you would not believe the episode where the girl A gets trapped in a dollhouse in her friend's grandparents' attic. Hello. And she's turning into a doll.
Yeah, the one which turns into a doll. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's gross. I hate that.
That one. And her friends all like, hey, nice to see you. And she can't move. Scary. Then
so scary.
The one where she's trapped in her room and she goes through her mirror and lives another life, like in
the mirror
section of her room, and gets trapped. And she's that's like, I think she can't get out. Hello? Like, you can't make this up. And then also the episode where the mall, this kid that works in a mall turns into a video game.
Yes.
And like, and he's stupid and the editing's really dumb. But the scary people are scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Running after him with those, like, it's like a medieval video game with like the chain and ball thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
To get him.
Scary. Run, and then it ends. The ones at the beginning end very bleak. Like, they don't really have a happy ending because he's, like, stuck there to play forever.
Sounds like a lot of kids just, like, getting stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. Crazy.
So scary.
Scary.
You named my top three scariest ones, too. Like, to a T.
They're the best. I've seen them all. Yeah. I have all the DVDs pirated. Cut that out. FBI agents.
Come here. You wouldn't download a car.
Is that lore that I'm not aware of?
She's too young.
She doesn't know. That's okay. That's where the age divide is.
You wouldn't download a car. You wouldn't download a car. It was on all the VHSs.
Yeah, it's like anti-pirating commercial from like probably maybe the year you were born.
And you know what? I would download a car.
I would love to download a car. I 3D print that shit.
Right?
Yeah. Why not?
Give it to me.
Yeah, it's like, you wouldn't steal a purse.
They're like, you're against stealing, right? And I'm like,
who am I stealing from? This is the question.
Yeah, who am I stealing from?
Are they a demon?
There's some moral gray area there. Yeah. Like, I don't know, if it's like Walmart, I'll fucking steal whatever I can get.
Oh my god.
Don't tell Walmart.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Anna Cole. This has been a treat and a delight.
That was it?
Well, almost. We have one more question for you.
That's almost all our questions.
Yeah.
There's more questions? Why are you
starting? Unless. Hmm?
Hmm?
What?
Hmm?
Okay.
The Zoom. Everyone's talking over each other. Do you have anything else that's ghost related that you want to talk about? That you want
to be afraid of the dark. There's more episodes.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess maybe you'll have to come back another time.
We have to come back and do a special recap podcast. We'll have a special series where we recap all the episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Like a mini series? Maybe we should. Yeah. That's really
we should
funny.
Start doing mini-series where we just recap things.
Yeah,
less research that way. We just have to watch something.
I can do it right now from memory, and then I'll give you my rating of them all. Some people have a very thorough
My favorite thing about you, Nicole, is that you remember hardly anything, but you can definitely rate from memory all of the episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
And I have such a selective memory, but it's not selected by me.
No, it's just very at random.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. And Nicole, do you have anything you want to tell the people about? Where can they find you or not find you?
Find me. You may not find me.
Okay, great. I figured as much. Anika says
not
no.
On the internet, not anywhere. You may not find you.
Why do you want me to give them my Instagram or something? I don't
have
any
pictures. If you want to, you
it's
don't
up
have
to you.
It's up to you.
No, I don't wish to. I wish to remain anonymous. My name is not very common, so if you're a stalker, I'm sure that it's not hard to find. Don't do it.
Don't stalk her. She's like my baby sister. If you stalk her, I'll stalk you.
I stalk other people, and you're not allowed to stalk me.
That's right. It's only for her to do, not for you. We have one last question. Celia, do you want to do the honors?
I asked the... No, I didn't. I didn't ask the last one.
Yeah,
Anna Nicole.
I think it's your turn.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Not like a big bit.
We ask to each other at the end of every episode. So now I have a question for Cecilia.
Yes.
And it also is that same question. It's, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh. No. Before I started recording, a light fell down in my closet, but it was just because it was put up with little sticky tape and it wasn't strong enough, or it might have been a ghost. It was very scary. It was a big loud bang in my closet.
That's pretty scary for sure.
Mm-hmm. The cat was very concerned.
Aww, little guy.
Both Annie and Joel rushed out towards the closet. We're like, what happened? Are you okay? And I was like, something fell. But
they
it wasn't
both
a ghost,
said,
I don't think.
Danger, danger.
They both said danger.
Unless you have a ghost in your closet. Anna calls ghosts in the basement, so.
I might. There was a mouse in the closet at one point, but no ghosts that I know of. Mm. Yeah.
Fair.
Carly.
Yeah, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Okay.
Can't say that I have. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not my aunt. Let's just say that.
You're not like.
I'm not
followed
my aunt
by ghosts everywhere you go.
No, can't say that I am. Wish I were so lucky, but maybe not. Since Anna Cole thinks they're all demons, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Apparently, ghosts are really bad.
I know.
All ghosts are bad bastards.
Can I add a comment?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
I like to add that, like, I have had a ghost experience. Not experience, like a weird vibe experience in this room. In this room.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it.
Dorm room. It's just like weird because you know how sometimes you feel like you're being watched or like you feel like something's in the room. Like that's so stupid, but it's true. You like don't tell me they don't feel that. And then sometimes you don't, right?
Yeah.
Yes, no. I need you to affirm this.
Yes.
Okay, I feel that often here, and like I have to like look everywhere every 2 seconds, and it's probably because we're on like indigenous ground or something, or like people like in big buildings. I feel like it's a lot of people. Okay, this building was built in 1969, so lots of people in and out, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Especially since it's like a dorm building, there's been plenty of people living there and only staying for a year and then leaving. Lots of energy.
That's all I have to say. Is that wasn't really that interesting. I thought maybe if I started talking, I'd find something interesting to say. That doesn't always work out that way.
Well, wow. If you have any updates on your haunted dorm room, you can come back and let us know.
Yeah, if anything escalates,
yeah.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, I'm not wishing it on you. My God.
You're putting it out there, Carly.
Hostile. I didn't put it out there, Cecilia. Oh, my God.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God. Well,
if anything else happens, it's your fault.
Okay. I guess that's on me. I don't want it to be.
Yeah,
it's
on you.
But... Mm-hmm. Well, that's been this. I what?
I said if something happens, you're coming to do the staging.
Okay. I've got lots of sage, so.
Oh, does Uncle Cam. Sage candle.
That's right. He loves that sage candle. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry.
Okay.
A little bit more family lore. Sorry.
Anacle loves to sneak in the little family inns.
It's too good.
It's pretty silly.
Even if the people at home don't understand, you should read up on it.
We're writing a book. Okay.
Do you have like a website or something that we can check out?
Up and coming, for sure.
Okay.
It's in the works.
Keep an eye out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do.
Yeah, see, that's where they can find you once that's up and going.
The family lore blog post.
Yeah.
Yeah. .blogspot.com. Okay. Yeah.
Website.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Well, thanks for listening. And thanks for being here, Nicole.
Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
All right. Celia, where can they find us?
You can find us mostly on Instagram or at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. We also have TikTok and Twitter, I guess, GAE Pod. And also you can send us a little email, ghostserverpod@gmail.com, and you can send us your ghost stories or just your feelings or anything else you feel like shooting to us.
That's right.
Sorry, your handle is GAE podcast.
GAE pod. It's gay on pod Twitter. Only on Twitter.
Okay.
Because
Ghosts Are Everywhere is too long.
It's too long.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I write down the short form for recording in my agenda every week, it is just gay. I just write down gay, GAE. So, yeah, we're the gay pod.
We're the gay pod.
That's us.
Yep.
Who's surprised? Okay. have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time. And we love you.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have two Carlys on the show today.
Disgusting. My hair's not that greasy.
Yeah, I meant white.
Oh, like my gray hair? Yeah. It's not that gray.
Okay.
White and greasy.
She goes, okay, and eats a corn nut in response. I couldn't be shadier if she tried. Nasty.